It's the annual White House Correspondents' Dinner. It's a sort of gathering of about 2,500 journalists, politicians, and lots of celebrities from Los Angeles, from the sort of film world. So it's a big bash, but it's the sort of Washington equivalent of the Oscars.
And it's traditional for the president to tell a few gags.
Well, it is, but normally it's a very sort of staid, almost embarrassing affair. I mean, especially, I mean, George Bush wasn't particularly good at jokes. Clinton wasn't bad, but most of them tend to be very poor. You know, sort of forced humour. People tend to applaud and sporadic laughter just because it's present, but normally it's a very embarrassing affair. But not on this occasion. Obama sort of showed that he had the sort of timing and good gags of, you know, lots of sort of stand-up comics. There's lots of stand-up comedy locations around DC, and Obama wouldn't have been out of place in any of them.
I mean, presumably he doesn't write his own material, though.
Like most politicians, he will... he will ask colleagues for jokes, and I know in the past presidents have got in, you know, professional gag writers from the comedy shows to do them, and I suspect that the White House would have done the same on this occasion.
It can't do any harm to Barack Obama's relations with the press.
He sent up the press. He made a joke about quite a sensitive issue about there's lots of accusations that the US media were sort of cheerleaders for Obama, so he made a joke about that. But the good thing about it was that he spent most of the time sending himself up. It was a pretty edgy performance, but a lot of the barbs were aimed at himself, and I think that went down well.